Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering Brett Allegre Wood's article, AI News Roundup May 2026, What Every Business Owner Must Act On Now.
Big month. And the headline number for Australian listeners is one you should sit with for a moment. 7%.
7% of Australian businesses are broadly using AI right now. That figure comes from Assistant Minister Andrew Lee, which means 93% of your competitors are not seriously in the game yet.
You might hear that and think, good, I'm not behind then. But that's the wrong read. Brett's argument is that 7% is not a crisis, it's a window. And windows close.
Especially when you look at what's happening elsewhere. Singapore is at 65% AI adoption. 65. And the government there is actively training 40,000 AI-ready professionals.
So the gap isn't just between you and a competitor down the road. It's between Australia as a whole and markets that are already well ahead.
Right. And then you've got the HMRC deal, which is one of those stories that cuts through all the noise for me.
HMRC, the UK tax office, signed a £175 million contract with a company called Quantexa. 10 years. AI across the whole department. Fraud detection, data analysis, operational efficiency.
Not a trial, not a pilot. A decade-long commitment at that scale.
Brett's line on this is pretty direct. If the tax man is spending $175 million on AI, the question of whether the technology is proven has been answered.
Which matters a lot if you're still on the fence about whether this is real.
It's real. Now, the story that made me stop was Alpha Evolve.
Google DeepMind. So Alpha Evolve is already operating inside Google. It's using their Gemini model to improve its own AI infrastructure, chip design, training processes. The AI is rewriting its own architecture to perform better.
Which sounds like science fiction, but it's running right now. And the practical implication for a business owner is really about timing.
Brett puts it this way. The AI tools available in 18 months will not look like the ones available today, because the systems building them are already improving themselves. Get fluent now, while the tools are still learnable.
The organizations building that literacy today will absorb each new capability as it arrives. Those starting from scratch in 2027 face a much steeper climb. Let's talk about the jobs question, because that's what most people in a room full of business owners actually want to ask. Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, has said up to half of entry-level white-collar jobs could vanish within 1 to 5 years. That's a striking thing to say when you're one of the people building the technology.
It is. But here's the counterweight. The UOB Business Outlook study looked at Singaporean businesses, where 65% are already using AI actively. Only 6% report any job cuts as a result.
Right now, the real-world picture is augmentation rather than replacement. AI is making teams more capable, not simply smaller. And Brett's point is that the businesses reporting harm are not the ones adopting AI. They're the ones pretending it doesn't apply to them. Which brings us to the Codex War, which is a very dramatic name for what is essentially good news for buyers.
Sam Altman used that term himself. OpenAI is reportedly offering over 2 months of free usage to businesses switching from Claude to Codex. That's aggressive enterprise acquisition.
So if you're evaluating AI tools right now, the major providers are actively competing for your subscription. Free trials, migration incentives, competitive pricing are all on the table. Brett's advice is clear. Do not lock into long contracts without testing alternatives first.
The competitive dynamics in the AI market genuinely favor the buyer at this moment.
One more thing I want to flag, because it's easy to miss. Microsoft ran proactive security testing on their own AI systems and found 16 new vulnerabilities. 16.
And the point isn't that Microsoft is broken. The point is that as AI gets woven deeper into your operations, security gaps in those tools become business-critical exposures. You need to know how these AI tools handle data, access, and outputs.
Okay, what's the one thing to do this week?
For me, it's simple. If you're not in that 7%, pick one operational workflow this week. Not next quarter, this week. Start there.
Mine is the tool audit. With all this competition between providers, right now is the time to request trial access for at least one AI tool you're not currently using. The switching incentives are real, and they won't be around forever.
Brett's full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this working inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Worth doing. Go read the full piece. That's it for this one. We'll see you in the next episode.